You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Well, a set of new releases wrapping up there. We ended with the latest from trumpet player Glenn Makos and his group Brew from the album Arosync. That was Sulawesi, an album drawing influences from samba, funk, hip-hop, and jazz. Music out of the New York jazz scene. Craig Yaremko on the saxophone. Victor Lin on the Fender Rhodes. Bassist Sebastian de Yurquiza, and drummer Daniel Silva. Music from New Zealand before that, from tenor saxophonist and multi-instrumentalist Oscar Levin, off the album Elegant Calamity. That was his composition, Butterfly, a follow-up to his 2022 debut album, and working with a 16-piece unit recorded in Wellington, New Zealand. And the set started with the latest album from guitarist Julian Lage on Blue Note Records, from Scenes from Above. We heard the track Talking Drum that sees him working with his new quartet of keyboardist John Medeski, bassist George Roeder, and drummer Kenny Wallinson, a set of 9 original compositions from Julian. Oh, head into our final set with a classic track from March 1963. This is The Girl from Ipanema.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela, menina que vem e que passa. Doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinho? Ah, por que tudo é tão triste? Beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
Going out this week with music from alto saxophonist Art Pepper from the album Art Pepper Meets the Rhythm Section. We heard You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, Red Garland on the piano, Paul Chambers on the bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. Music recorded in January 1957. The Christian Jacob Trio before that. That's pianist Christian Jacob with bassist Trey Henry and drummer Ray Brinker. From their album, The Originals, music recorded in Malibu, California, we heard Secret Life. Music out of New York City before that, from venerable pianist and composer Michael Weiss, Cellar Music Records putting that out. Off the album Persistence, that was Second Thoughts. And that saw him working with tenor saxophonist Eric Alexander, bassist Paul Gill, and drummer Peter Van Nostrand. And the set started with a recording from March 1963, The Girl from Ipanema. Stan Getz on the tenor, singer Astrud Gilberto, João Gilberto on the guitar, Antonio Carlos Jobim on the piano, Tommy Williams on bass, and Milton Banana on drums. I took that off of a compilation called The Number One Jazz Album. If you want to get in touch, check out the contact page on the show's website for email and social media links. That's going to be a wrap for this week. Look for a link to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You've been listening to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. This is Moz Taylor, signing off now and inviting you to join me next week for our next program. Hope you enjoyed the music on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in.
To CJSF 90.1 FM.
Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
This is Bird Note. We've all heard about the early bird getting the worm. We know it as sound advice about initiative and timely action, and we can almost see that robin leaning back and tugging that recalcitrant worm out of the ground. Research shows, however, that birds dining early and heavily may lower their life expectancy. A study of three North American woodland bird species found that socially dominant birds stay lean during the day and then stoke up when it's most important. Later in the day, before a cold night. At night, birds avoid hypothermia by metabolizing fat. And by staying lean through most of the day, dominant birds are more agile in avoiding predators. Subordinate birds have to look for food whenever and wherever they can find it, and carry fat on their bodies to hedge against unpredictable rations. Dominant birds, which can push subordinates off food, can choose when they eat, and so lessen their odds of being eaten themselves. Therefore, at least in the woodland birds world, the revised moral might read, "Get the worm late in the day. You'll sleep better and live longer." For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Bird Note is grateful to all listeners that provide financial support for this show. You can join them at birdnote.org.
You're listening to CJ.